Waking up.
Too Much Rock podcast number 776. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Jakarta in Indonesia. The band is Meira Ung. The song is called Smells Like the Sun, and it's on the band's new 5-song EP, Change, which came out March 20th on Sunday Records. Just delightful dream pop there, and a very good listen. I got music for you this week. I'm going to keep playing it. I start here with Red Arrow Highway. This one's called Not the End.
When did pop music get so goddamn wake up!
I can't fix her, but I can fix me if I try. I can't fix her, but I can fix me if I try. I can't fix her, but I can fix me if I try.
I can't fix her, but I can fix me if I try.
that's just how that one ends. That is Gladdy from Philadelphia, PA, with the song Fix Her. That's on the band's brand new album, No Need to Be Lonely, which came out March 20th on Get Better Records. It's an indie rock record. If you like that song, you'll like the rest of the album. Just excellent production there and songs that really hit ya. Before that, we heard from Rocket Ship with the song Kisses Are Always Promises. That was from the band's album, A Certain Smile, A Certain Sadness, that came out in 1996. I think that was their debut. It was just been re-released by Slumberland Records on vinyl on March 20th. That Portland band, they're mixed twee and indie pop and electronic and atmospheric elements in a way that seemed pretty advanced at the time and still does. It kind of feels a little deeper than I expected from that album. I enjoyed it. And then we started things off with Red Arrow Highway with the song Not the End. That's on the album Be Someone Better, which came out March 20th on Self-Aware Records. That band based out of Ann Arbor there kind of mixes various genres together. Kind of like if you thought maybe the Front Bottoms and Gaslight Anthem could come together. That's where you end up with that Red Arrow Highway. If that sounds good to you, as it does to me, pick that one up. You're going to enjoy it. All right, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. I'm going to jump into a couple 7 inches here sent to me by Chaputa. This one is Crater Snakes, and the song is called Tornado.
Cover.
We just heard from the Jackets from Bern, Switzerland with the song Rock and Roll Band. That is the B-side of the Question 7-inch that just came out March 20th on Chiputa Records. It's part of two new songs that were recorded for their Greatest Hits package, but the label was kind enough to release those two as a 7-inch as well to reward all of us who already had everything that was on that Greatest Hits already. Before that, we heard from Crater Snakes with the song Tornado. That's one of the four songs on the new 7-inch Paddy Wagon, which also came out March 20th, also on Chiputa Records. That band from Victoria, BC, just two wonderful slices of garage there. Well, we're about out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 776, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the website, some fun things coming up. Rat Boys are playing at Record Bar on the 25th. On the 26th, Voivod are playing at Record Bar. On the 27th, Honeybee is at the Replay. 28th has Roman Numerals at Warehouse. 30th, She's Green is at the Madrid. 31st, Wonder Years are at the Truman. Or Spine is at Howdy. Looking into April, on the 1st, we got Jordana at the Record Bar. Nan and the One Night Stands at Hammers. On the 3rd, Reviser at Record Bar or Marty Bush at the Ship. Looking at the website, we got one new thing out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Drifter and Pale Horse Pair Rider show that happened at Replay a couple weeks ago. All right, we do have time for one more, and I've got one queued up here from the brand new Neurosis. They just released an album called An Undying Love for a Burning World, a surprise release on their own Neurot Recordings after being away for so long. And they've replaced their problematic singer with the guy from Isis, and they have continued on without missing a beat. So we're going to play the song Seething and Scattered, give you a taste of what this album feels like, and I think you're going to enjoy this one if you've ever been someone who enjoyed Neurosis. So thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.